back, folks. Another edition of Search Talk. Let's go. That's a name. Now, what are we calling this now?
Stefan Is.
Stefan Is. Today, Stefan is a non-search expert. So I brought Martin Stoddard here with me today, who is in our product management organization. And in case, for those of you who don't work in high tech, product management is an art, right? It's a skill.
I think it's a science, actually, as well as an art.
See, now, already, I have a bromance.
It's a bit of both.
So today,
did you say bromance?
I said bromance.
Really?
I can say bromance on camera, can't I?
I think you can.
Why not?
Is it trademark?
My show. Who cares?
Yeah.
So product management is critical in the whole prod dev process because they're the ones who actually help inform what engineering should be working on, based on all the customer research that we do. And that's why we have Martin here today, because Martin actually is one of the key folks downstairs. When I say downstairs, he sits down below us, which is why I can say that. Who actually goes out and figures out what customers both say they want and what they're actually doing when using search. And so what I wanted to just kind of get down with Martin with today is the work that he does, how it contributes to the product, what you're doing to help kind of further the science, if you will, of search to actually address what customers want out there. So give us some background. What are you doing?
Good. Well, I work in product management. I focus on the core part of the business. We think about things like relevance. We think about things like how customers are interacting with the product, how they're using the product, getting a better understanding of what they like at the moment, what new things might they like in the future.
That's hard, right? Because it's not everyone can tell you what they want.
It's very hard, yeah. Because search is, it's a product that's relatively new. It's just been around for a few years.
Yeah.
So folks are not familiar with search in the same way that they're familiar with, you know, a car or a TV. Mm-hmm. So they use it. They get used to using it a certain way. But at the same time, you know, they probably want new things that they might not even know they want
right
at the moment, which is difficult to get.
So, I just guess. That doesn't work out for me.
That's the art part. We focus on the science. We kind of measure what people want. And I put some thoughts together, actually, as to how we go about doing this.
Yeah, let's do that.
I spend a lot of time and effort.
See,
put together this diagram.
We're a non-PowerPoint office in this office, so we do sticky notes.
This is called multimedia, and I'm focusing on the physical form of media today.
What do we have here?
So what we have here is customer research, okay? You're all familiar with doing qualitative research, and I'll try and keep my finger out of the way, quantitative research.
And just for those who don't know those terms, qualitative is...
Qualitative is essentially talking to customers and asking them what do they think, what do they do, etc.
So focus groups.
Things like focus groups, yes. Quantitative is where you might do surveys, ask folks to answer questions on a scale of 1 to 5, for example. So we do all of this stuff, and what do we do it for? Well, we do it for two broad sets of things. One is to better understand customers, that's this stuff here. Better understand customers in terms of perception, so what do they think about things? Mm-hmm. And better understand customers in how do they do things, how do they behave, how do they interact with things, what do they do.
And so from this we actually both do surveys and whatnot, but we also then look at kind of the data of what they're actually doing with the engine too. So we kind of look at the click streams and the logs and kind of divine some knowledge out of that. Is that
we
right?
We do. Yeah, I mean we're lucky in search in that we do have a lot of customer data from their interactions with the product.
Right.
It's all completely anonymous,
of course,
in terms of privacy there's no concerns there.
Right.
But it does allow us to look at how folks are using the product and dive into it in an amazing way. We also look at product features as well. So in product management, we're trying to assist and help the engineering teams as they bring new features to market. And there's sort of a life cycle of features here that we like to consider. So, for example, we like to think about concepts, potential new features that we could bring to market. Then when something's in market, we might want to look at how often is it being shown, what's the coverage of this. And we also might want to, what did I say?
Quality,
quality. So try and measure the quality of things in the marketplace as well. To do this, we do research. We do customer research all the way along here. So
this is more of a cycle, though, so you have it very linear there, but it's something that you go to this one step and then you kind of go back, or you might go to the end step and then start a fresh cycle again, or does it just go one way?
It doesn't really go one way. I mean, everything is sort of iterative in search. Everything is being added to continually. So, you know, we release new features all the time in search as well. So this happens very quickly, going from concept to actual feature, and then improving the quality of that feature, and then thinking of new features to layer onto that as well.
Can you make this like a concrete example then from concept to coverage? I'm not sure I understand necessarily how that manifests. So maybe give us an example of what we did recently that kind of follow that chain? Do we have an example we can give?
Sure. So, for example, some new features that we brought to the product recently, one might be something like auto-suggest.
Got it.
So one of the things that we found was when customers are doing search, they need help. You know, they still need help
right, to
do a lot of searches today. One of the ways to help them is in terms of coming up with assistance to create the query that their search terms
right, that
they're writing. So we had a concept around this thing called auto-suggest to help them complete the search terms. Mm. We did some testing around that. We did some research last year, which confirmed that folks were actually very interested in the idea of helping them to create a better query, a better mm-hmm. search. Mm-hmm. That then went into development. Mm-hmm. We took it into the product. It's now live in mm-hmm. the product. You can use it today.
Right.
But even today, you know, we realize that this thing isn't, you know, it's not complete.
Right.
We can still make improvements to it. So today, you know, we do research to track how frequently are folks using it, mm-hmm. how are folks interacting with it, and other ways that we can improve it going forward to make the quality of it better,
Got it.
Make it more helpful to users as they're using the product.
Got it. Yeah, so this...
I'm going to put my hand down.
I can't take my eyes off this. I just keep looking at this. I'm doing all my presentations from now on Yellowstick. Because it just, you know, that gets a lot across in a very short amount of time. So maybe you could talk, because I know you've done a lot of work actually getting out there with customers and actually talking to, you know, hundreds of people, thousands of people probably, really, if you look, take the quant data into mm-hmm. account. What do you... One thing I've seen, and the research, and either from you or from a different group, is just that the kind of interesting paradox between, or I guess dichotomy between what people say, they like search, they're pretty happy with search generally.
Yes.
But when we look at all that data, what they're actually doing once they issue that query, mm-hmm. and, you know, that they do these abandonments, like mm-hmm. a quarter of queries are abandoned, a quarter of queries are relatively satisfied. They click on an algorithmic result, and it's good. Mm-hmm. And then another quarter are actually... partially satisfaction. So they click on right. a result, realize that's not the page I wanted, and actually, you know, head back to the algo page to find another query. And we see a lot of this, which actually surprised me. But what insights have you kind of come up with that you can share with the public audience, because you aren't under NDA. I know you aren't under NDA. that are interesting as a result of this work here. Anything you can share? That's kind of
sure. So one thing that we found in research was we looked to see whether users are satisfied with search. Mm-hmm. We have a new way of doing this. We're using a set of folks in North America, and we ask them to do queries, and we ask them for each query that they do, how satisfied do you think you're going to be with it?
Right.
And then we get them to do it, and then we ask them the question again once they've finished with the query, how satisfied were you? And the interesting thing is that, you know, sometimes they're about as satisfied as they expected to be.
Okay.
But quite often there's a difference. And actually, in a surprising number of occurrences, folks are still less satisfied with the results they get back than they were expecting to be.
Right.
So this is, a way of extracting from users. Because usually, if you just ask them how satisfied they are, most people will say, I'm pretty satisfied.
It's
pretty good.
Yeah.
But actually, when you get them to do individual queries, there's lots of occasions when the results aren't quite as good as they thought they were going to be. So then we can ask them more questions around, well, why was that?
Okay.
And the research that we're doing, the way that we've done it is, if you ask people to remember occurrences of where you had a problem,
right.
it's actually quite difficult. You forget these things. You know, it's ancient history, even if it's 2 days ago, right? So the research that we do captures this almost in real time. We think this is really important mm-hmm. because your memory of a search, it's short-term memory. It goes very, very quickly. Mm-hmm. But it's maybe like waking up from a dream, right? I'm not sure whether you remember any of your dreams from last night.
Oh, I had some good ones.
We'll not go into the details of those for another time, maybe.
Different video.
If you wake up from a dream and you know you write it down straight away, you can remember it. If I ask you the next day or 2 weeks later,
right.
you know, tell me about a good or a bad dream that you had. Chances are, you know, it's ancient history.
Yeah.
No recollection.
Same thing with search. Then.
Same thing with search. Where you've got to ask folks when they've just done a search. You know, was it good? Was it bad? And then what was it about that search that made the difference?
Interesting.
If you ask them then and you know there and then, they can remember
that reaction. Right.
They can articulate what it was. So we're doing research that really focuses on that, tries to capture almost in the moment what was good or bad about a search, and we're using that to help improve the product.
And so we're focusing on like particular types of queries, like the find local information or something, or those types of kind of tasks. Is that how we're
yeah. So for example, you can if you get folks to do enough queries, right. you can slice and dice by types of queries. And for example, what we find out is that there are types of queries where folks are less satisfied at the moment with search, and local is a good example.
Right.
So if you're looking for things locally, we find that that's actually an area where search engines today don't do a wonderful job compared to some other things that they do. Mm-hmm. Compared to, let's say, looking for an entertainment query, looking for a movie time or whatever, search does a pretty good job today.
Right.
Looking for the local availability of a product, for example, if I'm looking to buy a camera,
right.
and I want to find a store within 10 miles that has a particular camera. Finding that today is pretty difficult with a search engine.
Right.
Absolutely. And so, you know, this is a way of extracting particular types of tasks, decisions that folks are trying to make, and identifying the ones where search is not doing a good job today. And we use that to guide the product improvements, to make it better in these areas.
Yeah, we really need to focus on queries when I issue queries, like, for myself, looking for my name.
Your name.
My name in particular.
Vanity searches.
Well, I prefer to think of them as Stefan searches, and I'm always thinking I should be at the top of the list, and sometimes I'm not. So my design set is, I don't know what the hell's going on with your engine, man, but in the future.
You can stick that on your screen and make sure that your name is always just have your name.
I might just actually put a screenshot on my monitor of that SERP.
Perfect.
Oh, this is a good day for me. It's the adding value left and right. We'll see. Anything else on top? This is great, actually. I think this helps. Because I think the people, again, as I've gone out there and talked to thousands of customers over at trade shows, and I was at South by Southwest up until last night and had a chance to talk to, I think, about 10,000 people over the course of 5 days. But it is people are actually pretty happy to search. And then I started asking, well, have you done a long session? Have you done like a particular query for trying to find barbecue around Austin? If we're in Austin, how do you find the best barbecue joint? And we start getting into those things real time, and it is amazing to start watching and go, man, this does suck, you know? And so there is that kind of gap where they say they're happy, yet they're actually dissatisfied. And that, I mean, that's what I think we're working on now with our search stuff. How do we kind of fill that gap where we can, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You know, we think that search is, the first iteration of search, or the first two iterations of search is a sort of have been.
Yeah,
there's more to come, or there must be more to come.
Has to be.
until we hope there's more to come. Because clearly today, search doesn't respond to you in the same way that if I ask you a question and I get an answer from you, there's a very natural interaction. And if you know the answer, I assume if I ask you the question, you'll tell me what the answer is.
Or I'll make it up, which is what I usually do.
But it might be credible.
Yeah, very
and
good.
In which case, you know, I would feel satisfied with whatever you tell me. We think today with search, you know, you might get the answer, but you might still have to work at actually finding the answer from the stuff that I give you.
Yeah.
So, for example, if I asked you a question and you gave me 10 answers and said, you know, figure out for yourself, which one of these is the real answer, I wouldn't be too happy with that, right? Now, maybe if that's the only way you'd ever spoken to me in the past, and this was our relationship,
yeah,
and I felt there was no better way of getting information from
you may be satisfied.
I may be somewhat satisfied.
Yeah.
But then
yeah.
If I found a Stefan 2,
right.
You know, a Stefan doppelganger that came into the room.
That would be so awesome.
Awesome's one word, maybe. If Stefan 2 came into the room and I asked him a question, he gave me a direct answer, which is, you know, well, he told you 10 things.
Right.
This is the only answer you need.
Right.
You know, I'd be much more satisfied with that.
Yeah.
And in some senses, search is similar. You know, search is, at the moment, search gives you 10 things, right?
Yeah.
But we know from research that even though users might generally say, we're pretty satisfied, you actually dig in there, you find that, no, there's got to be a better way, because there's still lots of occurrences, local queries, long queries, natural language queries. Again, if I was to ask you a question, and I had to ask it in a strange, stilted,
right.
even more stilted than maybe speaking at the moment.
if you had used Boolean operators and asking me questions, see, I think that's how I'm going. Everything has to be issued to me in Boolean. From now on, I want you to actually say Stefan and Weitz, and is and cool.
When you say everything has to be issued that way, do you mean everything, or is it either or?
Oh, look at you! Already taking
it. You know, that was
genius! we should get Vegas, man.
So the net result is, I think that, you know, we think that search can improve.
Yeah.
We think that customers kind of know, they sort of know that it can be improved, even if it doesn't immediately spring to mind.
Right.
And we need to do this kind of stuff to glean what which ways we can improve it or make it better.
Yeah. This was cool. Thanks, Mark. I appreciate it.
Right,
and, everyone out there, now you have been schooled in the art and science of research improved products. So we'll see you next time. Peace out.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.